We are just going to break off momentarily to speak to Carlos Carvalho, the Sheffield Wednesday head coach, live on BBC Radio Sheffield. Carlos joins us live on the show now. Carlos, can you give us your assessment of that defeat today against Middlesbrough?
Well, first we lose with, against one of the best teams of the Championship, and we must give congratulations to them. But at the same time, what I can tell about this match? We don't play 45 minutes, so the first part, 45 minutes we don't play.
What was the issue in the first half?
I try to understand what happened, but it's not easy. Because we play very soft in the first part, we don't play. We are looking to match, and we don't pay ticket to. I said to the players, we are looking to the match, looking to the game, and we don't pay ticket because we are inside the pitch and we are not playing. So we are losing 1-0 on the break. And the second part, I talk with the players. Also, I move one player to attack. But more important that one player to attack was the reaction and the effect that our words was on the break, to put more aggressivity. Even if we lose, I can't accept it to lose, but I can't accept lose the way that we play in the first part. I talk with the players, and in the second part, they did absolutely fantastic in the period at 2-1. Because we did the more difficult. We have a very strong reaction, very aggressivity. We play to the sides. Sometimes we play long balls because we have two strikers, two high, tall players. We start to create chances. Natural, we do the 1-1. We give order to the players to still pressing the opponent because we want a lot to win this match. And they continue to do that, but in the corner, in the attack corner from us.
Is that the disappointing thing, that you've equalised, the momentum's with you at that point, and then you've conceded a goal on the break in that fashion to 2-1, and it changed the game again in their favour?
Yeah, of course. It was, as you understand, and when you try to do something and you change your mind and you try to do something and you achieve what you want, the first part of want to do the first goal, and we try hard to do the second, and after one corner, attack corner, we suffer in the counter-attack one goal. It was a big impact in our team, not just in our team, in our fans also, I think, because we did probably the more difficult. We changed the environment, we changed the attitude, we changed the way that we play. The players was fantastic in that moment, the fans also. But after the 2-1, I think the match almost finished, because the way that we take the goal and the timing of the goal was really very, very bad to us.
How big is the challenge for you to get this team playing as a team ultimately, to get that cohesion when there are so many new players? I mean, there's two more new players coming in. Is this a great challenge for you, Carlos, as the head coach of this team, to try and get them playing together?
We are on, as I told you, we are on the presses, and all the time we take lessons from the game. So, and today we didn't lose because we don't play with like a team. We didn't lose because we don't play compact or to something. We lose today, and this is the big lesson that we must start since the first minute, try to win hard and try to play with aggressivity, because it was also to me is a point of honor to me, because I promised to the fans of the Sheffield Wednesday that we can lose a match, but we will fight at last second, and we will fight hard. So, of course, I'm very, very disappointed about the first part, because we didn't do our job. But I'm very happy about the reaction of the players, how they react, and how they want to win. And they show to everybody that we are fighting to Sheffield Wednesday. And in that moment, we did very well. But, of course, the second goal kill a little our team. And about the players that we said, we are trying to bring players with quality. This break, in this moment, probably I can accept that will be very good to us. So we will we have some players with little problems, like Westwood, like Lovens, like also small problems in the players that they aren't playing. We will recover all the players. We have now Pudil. Is a real left back, like Royce. Ellen is a player that can play left back, but he's more winger. He played last season all the time like left winger. And special Forestieri to me will be very, 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 very important because since the beginning we missed one player in the second line of the midfield and near the striker, and we tried to find a player with quality. Long time that we put our batteries to our energy to Forestieri will be. It was not easy to bring the player. We bring now, and I think it will give quality. Is not one more option, but one more option completely different because we don't have any player in that position. So I'm very happy because we can give something more quality in the attack because we have a connection now between midfield and attackers with quality.
Is that something that the scheme and the system that you're trying to implement, Carlos, does it rely on having a player who can do that?
I can talk with names, but one player that we bring, I can talk because I think it's not polite from my part, but one of the players that we bring, we expect that he can play in the second line of midfield near the striker. He played before, but during the process, we understand that also the player don't like too much play there. And we stay a little disappointed with the situation because we have some wishes. But after this, we
Do
are...
you feel let down by that player then? If
Sorry.
you, do you feel let down by that player? Has he disappointed you for that
No,
or?
it not disappoint me. Disappoint me about the position, not disappointing like a player, because Lapagrey is a good player, he's a fantastic
Just
player.
not in that role.
Yes, so don't. He can't do this role. He did before, but he's probably with the time he lose some abilities, or he think different, or he play different with the time, and he didn't play very well there, and also. We start playing in another position, but of course after this we miss one player in that position near the striker to link the game between midfield and the attacker with the quality and also a player to disturb. So I'm very happy to receive Forestieri because Forestieri will give us probably more quality in the attack and the way that we play in the on the on the on the squad also.
I suspect that you're not finished as well. I mean, you've often said that, a certain player is not a killer. For example, you want that finisher. Is that still a target for you? You've got till Tuesday now, Carlos. Do you need one of them as well?
As we understand, it's not sometimes no, I never talk in public because this, I think you must understand me, is I can protect myself and said that I need this, I need this, I need this, but I'm not a person to excuses. Yes, I am a person that I work with the players and what I have in my hands, understand? So sorry, but
I'll
to answer
rephrase it
this.
then. I'll rephrase it then. Are you finished now, or do you think is there still a chance that Sheffield Wednesday could sign more players before Tuesday, do you think?
I think Sheffield Wednesday are working very hard and very well, in my opinion, in the market. In the Sheffield Wednesday are transformed the team. As I told you, it's a 1 year or to transform a lot of things. I think we are bringing players with the quality. With the time, we play better, in my opinion. And we are very careful about the players that we bring. Sometimes take, for example, Forestieri. We talk about Forestieri maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago. And probably in a lot of period, I think that it will be impossible. But we are working very well, and the player at the finish he can. Maybe it can happen with more one or two players. Let's see. I don't know. But because I don't want to put pressure in nobody, you understand? I will try to. Of course, we are working hard, but some things I can't talk to outside. I'm very happy with the people from the club, the way that they are working. They are working very hard. They are doing the maximum also. And about this is what I want to tell you, but I'm sure that they are doing they will try to do everything at the hand of the transfer window. Let's see what will happen.